This is the Tuesday, June 7th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight and a little look ahead to the NBA Finals as well. And we'll be in and out in less than 10 minutes like we always are.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Aaron Dolan, but not in person like last week. We're back to our usual places.
Yes, back to, you know, good old East Coast. I miss the East Coast time zone. So I don't know how you guys survive out in Vegas, because I'm already dying from the trip.
Well, there's a couple layers to that comment. Surviving in Vegas has really nothing to do with time zone in many ways. But you're right. The West Coast sports viewing is kind of
it is wild.
Adjustment period for both. Well, it also gets really late in the East Coast, too.
For sure. I felt like after the game, I was kind of like, okay, there's no games on, but it's like 8 o'clock. This is so bizarre to me. So right. It was definitely different, but it's cool because you guys actually can be fully functioning and watch it. Whereas on the East Coast, sometimes we fall asleep.
Yeah. Those late games, like the late Warrior tip off 7:45 out here. Yeah. It's like past 1 a.m. when it's over on the East Coast. Okay. So let's start on the ice. I'm going to take the Rangers here, the plus money. I just think they've been the better team for nearly the entire series. Shesterkin's been fantastic between the pipes. Obviously the Lightning are formidable. They got the win. I just think the plus money with the Rangers, a team that is just really on a roll, I'm going to grab it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense. I'm going to go with player prop first, Nikita Kucherov, anytime goal scorer, plus 145. Yeah, I feel like he's just officially hot. And I said this before game one, how are the Rangers going to stop a player like Nikita? And then I was absolutely embarrassed in that game one after taking the Lightning on the money line. But he had a goal in each of the past two games. He's had 5 points as well in that span. I actually like the Lightning to win this game, but obviously the money line is too juicy and the under narrative is something that we continue to talk about. Considering the goaltending situation, but the over is 2-1 and game three kind of, I think, could have gone over 5.5, but that line's still at 5.5. But I kind of have this weird gut feeling, and I could be completely wrong here, but I kind of like Tampa Bay correct score 4-2, 16-1. I don't know why it's jumping out to me for some reason. It might be my best bet on the show, trying to make show history. Double that or plus what 750, same game parlay type bet, but those are two things that stick out to me for that game.
Wow, 16-1 will certainly pay some bills. Okay, I'm behind that. One game on the diamond for me, obviously the Astros, it got away from them. That was a bummer because the bats woke up a little bit. But I do like, I mean, it's just such a pitching matchup with the Giants. I'll probably lay the run and a half here. But Carlos Rodon has been 2.5 ERA or less than that, 1.17 at home this year. So he's been even better. And Senzatella is just a gas can. ERA over 10 on the road this year. He's been so shaky. I just think this is a one-sided Giants laugher. I think the bats are better than people realize, even going back to last season. So I'll lay the run and a half with the nightcap. I'm not laying 240, but it's such a pitching mismatch and a team mismatch. I got to roll with the Giants here.
All righty.
One game, WNBA, don't love it. I like the Lynx to take care of business. I'm just not a big fan of this Liberty team, so I'll lay the one with the Lynx. Both teams kind of shaky, but the Lynx are much better now that they're full strength as opposed to the first couple games of the regular season. But I just don't believe in the Liberty. I look to fade them nearly every game. So I know it's a home-and-home thing with the Lynx and Liberty, and the Lynx just won, but I'll take Minnesota again. Now, you're not on the pod tomorrow, but we got to get your NBA take for game three. What do you got?
Yeah, so I don't really love the spread. Yeah, I don't even really like the total either. I think it's just going to go back to me playing some props. I think race to 15 for the Celtics, obviously being at home, jumping out quick, I feel like they'll be highly motivated. I know they have a better road record when they're playing on, or excuse me, they have a better record when they're on the road as opposed to at home this postseason. But again, I do think it's all kind of situational. A lot of people are probably going to overreact to the Warriors after that second game. And then another player prop that I'm liking, Jaylen Brown over 2.5 made threes. He actually leads all players this postseason in the fourth quarter threes with 130 points. He's made 20 of 30 threes in the fourth so far this postseason. So if you can't get there in the first three quarters, you don't have to worry about it because he's so good in that fourth quarter. And he had two big threes last game, despite only playing 28 minutes. So I think he'll go over that. And then, of course, that third quarter for the Warriors, plus half a point. I mean, I feel like you got to ride this play until it doesn't hit. And I feel like it's only right. I'm sure you and Tyler maybe had talked about that yesterday on the show. Probably talk about that today as well. Just that the Warriors in the third quarter, the only thing I feel like you can truly trust for some reason this series. But those are three quick plays that I like for tomorrow.
It's hard not to like that Warriors trend that really Tyler uncovered. And it's been it's been something nice to ride for a little bit. I think the Celtics third quarter struggles are more on the road in the postseason. But yeah, Warriors, it's been a thing the entire Steve Kerr era, the second half adjustments, things like that. I'll break, we'll have much more discussion on the finals tonight. Everything else, our normal time slot tonight. So we had to adjust yesterday with some softball, but we're at 6 Eastern on ESPN2. We hope all of you join us then.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.